Matt Stewart. We'll be watching all that unfold because he's a consumer and lover of sport of all sorts. But he's a racing guru, RSN's racing editor. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, lads.
You look fresh.
I'm a bit churny. Too much swimming and too much churning up. So I always continually sound like I've got the flu.
Now, we discussed this last week in the back office about your variety in your training. And getting involved in some walking action and maybe a little bit of sort of walk-jog action. And just getting out of the pool for a day or two just to change the routine a touch.
Reclaim the exercise bike as an exercise bike and not a clothes horse. So that might be the thing I do today. So, it's going good. I'm not saying that I haven't reached a few little forks in the road that I've had to push through. But and temptations. Went out with my brother and, you know, one of my kids and his kids last night, and he forced a family-sized pizza on me and a bottle of wine. So I... You know, had to accept that was going to happen. So, you know, this crucifix man you're talking about. Just be careful, because the real McCoy's due back. Don't forget, this bloke might not be an impersonator. It's been 2022 years, so he's overdue. The real thing.
Well, He's come in at an advanced stage of life. Can I just say that?
Well, he's entitled to age a bit. It's been 2022 years.
Well, if he's going to come back freshen up.
He looked a bit like the Emperor in Star Wars.
Yes, he did.
He stands there and says, "Why doesn't anyone believe me? It's me."
No, seriously, the Emperor in Star Wars, you know, the big black cloak with a hood.
Oh, he was a bit deadly. There's a guy in St Kilda who is a bit of an icon who... has a full beard. It looks like a tradie, but wears what would Keith Hilly would have described as an outfit that's light and off the shoulder. He's always wears something, a lovely summer dress.
Light and off the shoulder.
Goldfinger's burnt down overnight.
Sorry?
Lot of lonely men walking the streets.
What's happened?
Yeah, the whole city's cordoned off because Goldfinger's is burnt to the ground.
What's that? Is that a restaurant?
Yes, I believe it. Yes, it was. It was a fine dining establishment, as far as I know.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sad for the restaurateur that's so happened. Hopefully insurance covers it.
I think a lot of people are going to have to work their way through the emotional spectrum about this.
Must have been really good food.
I went there once accidentally. do you remember, Whitey, the weirdly programmed cricket game at what is now Marvel Stadium, South Africa versus Australia? And it was in September. It was freezing. They had this weird cricket game.
Yep. It was a three-game one-day series.
I was with a group of guys, and you stumble down from Marvel, and then before you know it, you're in Goldfinger's. And I won't give any names away, but there were... It's amazing the sort of people that you see lurking in the shadows who have a very high profile, so... Won't name. I'm not looking at you intently, Daniel. You weren't there. I guarantee you weren't there.
You are looking at me.
Hey,
Well, I wasn't aware there.
I printed off a list of the 10 most common injuries in X-ray sources off the back of Hitotsu, who...
Oh, yes.
Who's done a suspensory injury, which is number 5 on the list of most common injuries. And this is what you deal with racehorses. I mean, it's just the nature of the game. It's like a footballer. There's never one that's completely sound all the time. You've always got a little issue that you're probably dealing with. And
finely tuned athletes.
It's a very rare thing when a trainer says a horse is completely 100% sound, and that's just, it's the way it is. They're athletes like any other, and they require management, and that's why training racehorses is such an art form. But he's done a suspensory. This is the top, I'll tell you about what it means, but... Top 10 list of things that trainers have to deal with. Bone chips, which is relatively...
Is that number
minor.
One?
One number... Damn, I wanted to count back from 10, but I'll give it away. Bone chips is number one. We have the splints. I had shin splints when I played footy as a kid. That's terrible. You know, hairline fractures in your shins.
I had it last year.
Terrible when you're jogging on a hard surface.
Horrible
thing. Bowed tendons... fetlock issues, sesamoid fractures, bucked shins, and there's something called a bog spavin.
Sorry, what?
Have you had a bog spavin?
I haven't had a bog spavin for a while.
Sounds like something that was brought on by an Indian curry, but... but there, can you relate to... You can relate to most of those in the human kind,
right.
Can't you? So, so poor old Hitotsu, and this is a bit of a blow because if you were to name the number one ticket item for the spring... It was Hitotsu.
Especially with Very Elegant not here, that just was the thing we didn't want to happen, sort of the existing superstar versus the emerging superstar.
No, exactly. Racing's a good replenisher. It's fair to say that there will be another Hitotsu come along, because there always is something akin to that. But he was probably going to be Cox Plate favourite, and if we get I know Michael Brow's desperately trying to woo the ghost horse from Japan.
Oh, yes.
And maybe one or two others. So it would have been nice for Hitotsu to be the, you know, the rear guard action. But he's done a number five, a suspensory, which means he's out for the spring, racing future, possibly in doubt. He'd be an interesting one
to
work
out. Is he a worthy stallion?
Well, he's a new era stallion because he's by Morris, who's not extreme choice.
That Japanese sort of side. Yeah, okay.
So how commercial he is would be very fascinating. I know John Massaro would probably gobble him up for Arrowfield. But whether he gets whisked off to stud or not, we're not sure. So he's going to do rehab. Fascinating story. This other horse that was retired, Trent will be aware of this. Extreme Warrior has retired, $300,000 in the bank, Group 3, a listed race. Apparently nothing wrong with him, but they're just going off to stud because he's by Extreme Choice, and it seems like anything by Extreme Choice is worth shuffling off to stud. So what a bizarre situation when something that, like that can be shuffled off to stud.
I did think that yesterday when I saw that news, that I know there's a bit of a boom on this Extreme Warrior horse, and good luck to them. But after three wins and no Group 2, no Group 1, it's a Group 3 winner and it's going off to stud very, very quickly.
It's a bit like the winning Rupert situation, isn't it, with Written Tycoon. I personally roll my eyes a bit. I mean, good luck to Rosemont and they'll get their return and all that. But to me, Hitotsu's part of the solution, and this flurry of sprint horses that we've just got everywhere, they don't take us anywhere as a racing jurisdiction. They just take us fast nowhere, basically. But, you know, Extreme, that's not a knock. Don't harass me, Mitho. This is, you know, obviously a...
He's off to Rosemont, is he?
Yeah, well, I would imagine. It would be a very strategic commercial decision.
Mm. Well, he's, as you say, Extreme Choice is very, very sexy at the moment. So anything that's by him is a very attractive proposition, because he's out of the range of most breeders now.
I think he's 275,000. It's a fascinating world we live in, where an Extreme Warrior would probably have people galloping to him quicker than people gallop to Hitotsu.
That's one thing. One day when I'm really rich, I don't know how it's going to happen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to breed horses.
Snip your brother. I don't want to rub it in. I saw a ghostly figure walking a dog on Canterbury Road today, and I thought it might have been our man Jimmy B.
Oh, yes.
He's a 4 a.m. walker.
He's a 4 a.m. walker. James, did he have a coffee in hand? He's got an early coffee shop.
He does it because he's not a humanist. He told me he does. He struggles with fans and so on a little bit. He doesn't like. He likes his own company.
He's had a
very
bit of feedback in the last
man.
Couple of years. There's been some feedback for him over many aspects of his life.
Hasn't been unusual for him to meet people on these walks though. he finds people everywhere. I might have John. I don't know yet, but in an hour and 10 minutes, I'll find out if Jai McNeil's going to join me in the studio. I'm Felgate today. Felgate's himself, but he's not here.
He's not here, but he's definitely himself.
He's got a very ill child. Yeah. No, well, not very. I mean, I think one of his kids is a bit cruel.
No, but it's I had the issue last week with this flu that's just ripping through Melbourne with the kids in schools. It's not COVID, but it's a flu, and that knocks
it's a COVID
out for a week.
Decoy almost, isn't it? It's like amazing. Don't look there, because and it's, you know, the real flu's still hanging around and so on. So I'm going away in about 8 days, and I'm just trying to hide because I do not want to get COVID beforehand. So
just getting some feedback from your Extreme Warrior. Extreme Choice, the sire, is low in fertility. There was a race to have his first son and get into stud. Still baffling. It says my man off the SMS.
Yeah, I accept the commercial reality.
I'd like to get
Mitho
on. Well, you could try and get Mitho on as Racing Pulse.
Well, Mitho's got Seamus Award, who is Star Spangled Banner there as well, Trent.
Yeah, he used to be.
Well, Star Spangled Banner had a fertility issue.
He did.
He's trainers I know. The stallions they love, they call them upgraders. They upgrade the breed, and Mitho is fortunate enough or astute enough to have Seamus Award, who's got freaky capabilities as a stallion. His yearlings don't look like much. They still don't sell through the roof because their racehorse is not fat yearlings that sell for big money that people love. And Star Spangled Banner's an upgrader as well. So who's that really good? There's a terrific sprinter at the moment by Clinton McDonald's, I think, is by Star Mates, the one that went up the straight. Trent's very good, you know. He signals me and
Trent,
corrects
me. Trent, you got a name for us?
Star Patrol.
Star Patrol.
Oh, one on the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully, Jai McNeil, we might try and get Johnny O'Neill, who's a part owner of Hitotsu, who's also, he's been through the highs and lows. I remember he lost Mummified terribly that time, and he was in that import who they couldn't get to the races because the vets kept saying it was unsound. So he's a robust character. He's been through this before.
He's had a good journey.
Where are the birthdays?
Great SMS. Where was the birthday bulletin? It's coming up after 7. We're going to do the birthday.
Oh, is that because I wasn't in the range last time?
No. No, it was a bit of a technical issue. It was actually my fault, but I'll get you your birthday bulletin tomorrow. How about that?
We got distracted by Goldfinger's.
Yeah, Goldfinger sort of threw me a bit.
Why did it throw you specifically?
Well, because I just like nice food.
It's a beautiful old bluestone building.
It is.
Mm.
Is it? Where is it? I actually don't know where it is.
Corner of King and...
Oh, yes, I do. Drive past it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you drive up? Well, the whole city's blocked off this morning.
Right, okay.
There's a few...
So a traffic alert there from Mike Stewart.
I don't know what to do with themselves.
It is a big, beautiful bluestone building.
Yeah. It used to be a very popular old... The actual building is one of the earliest buildings in the city.
Right.
You know, it's an 1876 job or something like that. An 1815 or something like that. And it was originally a pub. I can't remember. The Kilkenny. It was called the Killarney or the Kilkenny. And then it became... a fine food establishment. chef's hats.
Chef's hats everywhere. Matthew.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. I can't wait to listen to you on Racing Pulse a little bit later on this morning.
Good on you, lads.
Matt Stewart with the latest in racing and a little bit of fine cuisine as well on a Tuesday morning. We'll get to a break. The early mail's coming up after this. We're at Mornington today. The birthday bulletin is still to come after 7.